Now we'll return to some more news. Schools feature now as Mile Cross Primary makes the news and Norwich Lower School raises funds for Priscilla Bacon Lodge. More charity efforts too for the air ambulance, and the city's food bank sees yet more use. The head teacher of an outstanding school in one of the county's most poverty-stricken areas has told of the hardship families can face in the run-up to Christmas and how the school does everything it can to help. Mile Cross Primary Academy sits in the heart of a tight-knit but economically deprived part of the county, just on the edge of Norwich. It has more than 450 pupils. Many of its families are faced with financial challenges that mean they are faced with the agonising choice between food on the table or presents under the tree at Christmas. And for this reason, Stuart Allen, head teacher at the academy, says staff had to carefully manage the expectation of children heading towards the festive period. He said, "There is such immense pressure on families for Christmas to be absolutely perfect. Thanks to things like television, there is this expectation that children need to get dozens of presents, gifts, and food for it to be a success, which puts parents under tremendous strain at this time of year."
Children at Norwich Lower School have raised a record amount of money to help Priscilla Bacon Hospice's £12.5 million appeal. Some 254 youngsters filled the school with a huge array of stalls and games during the school's annual Christmas fair and raised £3,686 on the day. Lucy Temple, school council coordinator, added all of the pupils were very keen to support the Priscilla Bacon Hospice appeal and have shown great enthusiasm in their fundraising efforts. "I'm thrilled that such an important local development will benefit from the money that they have raised this term." The school has donated the money to Priscilla Bacon Hospice as the charity is trying to raise £12.5 million to replace its 40-year-old hospice with a new building.
Children will be able to enjoy new equipment after a festive fair raised nearly £2,000. The St Helen Preschool Annual Christmas Fair was held on its Beaumont Road site in New Cossey on the edge of Norwich. It raised £1,808, which will go towards the childcare centre that educates and looks after children aged from 2 to 4. Paul Burnett, chair of the St Helens Preschool Committee, said, "We were overwhelmed with the community support at our biggest and best fundraiser so far. There was a great atmosphere, and the afternoon was enjoyed by all who attended. The proceeds will further enhance St Helens Preschool by way of new equipment for the benefit of all the children. The annual fundraiser was supported by the West Norwich Lions, and children and families enjoyed entertainment from the ukulele elves and the Christmas games, crafts and activities."
A youngster who got all the all clear from cancer helped present just over £3,000 to the East Anglian Air Ambulance after a group of friends tackled a gruelling physical challenge. The money was raised by six friends, including Martin Wales, East of England Ambulance Service Trust paramedic from Shipton, who walked 130 miles along the Pedders Way and Norfolk Coast Path in 2 days. Their challenge was in memory of their friend Michael Rice, who played football for Necton, Wendling and Gressenhall and died in 2013 from an undiagnosed heart condition. The EAAA was called after he collapsed. The friends also walked for Taverham toddler Harry Deber, 3, who was diagnosed with cancer in 2018. His parents were fundraising for treatment, but since Harry had the all-clear in August 2019, they put excess funds to support families in similar circumstances. The walk raised another £3,000 for the fund.
The leader of Norwich City Council has put a 32% increase in the number of people visiting food banks in the city down to a shedload of different factors. A council report detailing Norwich City Council's performance in line with its key corporate priorities has found there has been a 32% increase in the number of food bank visits during July to September 2019, compared to the same period last year. Discussing the figures at a Cabinet Council meeting, Alan Waters, the leader of Norwich City Council, said the increase was down to a number of factors. He said, "There are a number of diverse factors for this. The dysfunctional universal credit, which keeps spreading its effects as it's rolled out, uncertain working hours and benefit caps."
Now we come to our first feature. Derek James of the Evening News, in his weekly feature Norwich Through the Decades, takes his readers back to the days when trams ran in the narrow Norwich streets. His article is read by Ruth Murray.